tentatively approved by and with some additions by the entire court. And I'd like to read that in Judge Beam's absence. By the way, his wife is ill, and so Judge Beam has had to stay in Lincoln, Nebraska. The resolution reads, Judge John R. Gibson of Kansas City, Missouri, a paradigm member of author-journalist Tom Brokaw's Greatest Generation, retired from the court on January 26, 2011, completing more than 30 years of federal service. Most of this time came while on duty as a distinguished member of this court. Senior Judge Gibson, affectionately known as John R. by most of his associates, served during World War II as a sergeant in the United States Army in Europe and in Asia. After hostilities ceased, he returned to Missouri, where he completed his undergraduate degree and then a law degree at the University of Missouri, Columbia in 1952. That year, he began his practice at one of Kansas City's premier law firms, a practice that continued until his judicial service began. His many law-related activities included a term as president of the Missouri Bar, and he was active in civic affairs in Kansas City, serving as a member and chairman of the drafting committee of a commission charged with creating a home rule charter that substantively changed how the city governed itself. He was also appointed by the governor as a commissioner on the board with responsibility for police services in Kansas City. Twice, Judge Gibson was first in the mind of President Ronald Reagan, his appointing president. Initially, on September 19, 1981, he was selected as one of three simultaneously appointed district judges. Then on March 9, 1982, he became the first Reagan appellate judge in this circuit. Judge Gibson has been a distinguished colleague. Plaudits for him from associates, practicing lawyers, and court observers have been numerous and telling. Space permits only a few examples. One associate has noted that he was blessed with a powerful analytical mind, unfailing good humor, compassion, and fairness. On the occasion of his reaching senior status, it was pointed out that lawyers' evaluations state that he was politically neutral and without discernible ideological preferences. It was further accurately noted that this showed that personal predilections irrelevant to the determination of law and fact do not influence his decisions. This, we think, is among the highest compliments that a judge can receive. These kind words and the many more that have been crafted but not included here were well earned and are duly recorded in the annals of our court. John R., a lifelong cyclist with many Tour de France trips to his credit, has been fondly dubbed our dinner judge. This mantle of leadership derived from a spontaneous arrangement of numerous informal dinners during oral argument sessions, gatherings designed to bring us from our disparate places of habitation into an ambience of enhanced camaraderie and collegiality, both necessary commodities for a well-functioning court. We will be forever in his debt for this benefit. Judge Gibson, an avid scuba diver and skilled underwater photographer, will be sorely missed. However, retirement now brings him calmer waters and the time to more fully enjoy family and good friends, perhaps over well-prepared nourishment. Now I'd like to turn to the resolution for Judge Hansen, and I'm going to ask Judge Loken, the primary draftsman of the resolution, again reviewed a few minor changes and will soon be adopted by the court. Judge Loken?
Thank you. Well, as the Chief noted, we will all miss Judge Hansen's wise and collegial companionship, but me in particular. He wouldn't even remember that I appeared in his court briefly when he was a district judge toward the end of my practice days, and we then came on the Eighth Circuit within about a year of each other, and we share Scandinavian heritage. We come from neighboring states, And I like to think, because of my respect for his ability, that we've pretty consistently shared an approach to the task tasks we were presented with, the deciding of cases. And I was always pleased when he would think I had gotten something right, because he invariably did. So this is what we will adopt later today. Be it resolved by the judges of the United States Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit that the court pauses to note, with more than a little regret, that our esteemed colleague David R. Hansen of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, will retire on April 30, 2011. Judge Hansen has served with distinction as a judicial officer for 35 years, as an Iowa District Court judge, as a United States District Judge for the Northern District of Iowa, and since 1991 as a member of this court. He is known throughout the federal judiciary as a wise, thoughtful, hardworking jurist dedicated to administering justice in a fair and timely manner for all litigants. He served outstandingly as Chief Judge of this court from February 1, 2002 to March 31, 2003. After taking senior status, he continued to work tirelessly on a large volume of Eighth Circuit cases and to perform invaluable administrative functions for the court. He also volunteered at the national level as a member of the Judicial Panel on Multidistrict Litigation. Judge Hansen has been a superb colleague and good friend to all of us for many years. We will miss his wise counsel and good humor. We express our grateful appreciation to Judge Hansen for his 20 years of outstanding service and leadership to the court as he celebrates his well-earned retirement.
Thank you.
Chief Judge, if I may respond.
I would like you to respond, but I would first like to say that this is Judge Hansen's last time he'll be sitting with a court, and it is certainly everyone's pleasure and honor to have you with us. So with that, Judge Hansen, you can have your rebuttal.
I was going to say I always enjoyed rebuttal better than I did opening statement, but... Well, Chief, it's been a distinct honor and a great privilege for me to serve my state and my nation as a judicial officer. And I'm deeply grateful for the opportunity to have been able to do so. I step away from the court holding long cherished and fond memories of my association with all of its members through the years, and with deep gratitude for their friendship, their tolerance of my views, and the wonderful spirit of collegiality, which is the hallmark of this court. I will greatly miss being an active part of such an outstanding group of judges who are so devoted to the Constitution and to the rule of law. I thank you all for the many courtesies that you've extended to me. I also want to thank those of you who support the court, for it is without your tireless efforts that those of us who are privileged to wear the robe could not do our work. So whether you work for Mr. Gans in the clerk's operation, for Millie in the circuit executive's operation, for Kim Jones in the staff attorney's office, for Ann Fessenden in the library, for John Martin in our settlement group, whatever your occupation is for this court, whatever your duty is to this court, please know that this judge is very grateful for all of your efforts. Thank you very much, and I'll be around from time to time. Thank you, Chief.
Okay, thank you. I think that was said very well. I could say it no better, and that is all of it, but particularly thanking all of you that support and help the court. With that, if there's no further business, we will be in recess until tomorrow morning, 9 a.m.